Hello?
Oh, hey, Eric. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina.
Hi. I know we spoke the other day about reactivating your account, and you were going to check with your partner why that original payment didn't process.
Yeah, we talked about it, and, you know, we haven't really seen anything kind of happen with that account. We have the leads that we've gotten, most of them are like scam calls, and none of it's really translating into any work. You know, I sat down with there, mm-hmm. and I think we only have like one meaningful customer where we actually made any money come through on that. And so, yeah, it's just kind of not, you know, when I talked with Matt, you know, he said to give it, you know, 3 months or so, and, you know, we're going into our fourth and fifth month, and it's just like, you know, we're not getting anything on the Facebook leads, we're not getting anything on the Google, it's just not, doesn't seem to be working out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's completely up to you. I was following up because you had called in that day to do so. I will tell you, though, that because you already hit that three-month timeline, that you definitely are on the cusp of where this is going to explode and do some solid things for your business. And even in the short time that you were active with us, your company already had been seen on the first page of Google 106 times. And the leads that came through the dashboard, including the call tracking number, are 22. So I don't see that a lot of them are spam calls. I see on the dashboard, I don't know if you've seen it, but you can listen to the calls and go back and see who it was and the timestamp of why they called. But also
yeah.
There's a little AI generator that'll kind of show basically what the call was about. And there was the last one before that call tracking number and the website went down on March 6th. Hi, I'm Patrick. I found your contact on Google. I'm looking for an interior painter for a three-bedroom home in, I hope I say this right, Snoqualmie.
Right? All of those
yes.
painting ones are all okay. scams.
Okay.
We've had tons of them.
Okay. Yeah, we don't know if he was a spam if you weren't able to follow up with him, but I understand that if you got a lot of spam calls like that, you probably automatically thought that he was. You know what I mean?
Well, they follow a very strict, like, when they do that particular scam, what they want you to do is they reach out to you, they want you to paint, you know, and they ask for, they have all the exact square footage, you know, of the rooms.
Mm-hmm.
It comes across very professional. They ask for a contract, and then they immediately send you a cashier's check, but the cashier's check is bad.
Oh, that's scary.
Horrible. And they got us on one of them. And then they want you to pay they're out of town, but they have a friend or a family member, whoever, that they want is picking up the paint, and they want you to, you know, take the $4,000 for yourself and then pay this person the other $1,000 for the paint. It's a scam, but we've been inundated with them. We've gotten multiples of them. It's crazy. It's super crazy.
Okay. So, what about, Mika? Mika called you on March 4th. The gas line connected to her old stove is stuck and preventing her from installing the new stove. You had advised her to shut the gas off and scheduled a visit for the same day between 11 a.m. or before 11 a.m. Her address was in Centralia, it says.
Yep. That one was good, actually.
Yeah.
I went over there and helped her. It was really simple. And
mm-hmm.
so that one was good. You know, I didn't... She didn't have any money. I'm still waiting for her to pay me, but yeah, that one was a real person.
Yeah. Some text from you. This is Eric. I'm on my way to help you mount your television on the wall. I'm almost in Centralia. See you soon. Let's see, Michelle Taylor. Did you come up with a time yet for next Wednesday? That was Michelle Taylor. So,
oh, yeah, the Taylors.
I don't know.
Well, the Taylors are the only mm-hmm. job that we've had, and they've been great customers. They're out in Mossy Rock, and they are great. You know, I've done multiple jobs for them. And so, really, but that's the only one that, out of all of them, that has, besides the one in Centralia, unfortunately, mm-hmm. you know, they weren't able to pay me. I mean, I was only there for 5 minutes, but, you know.
Yeah, but
that's not
fun to have to go to help someone and then she didn't pay you, you know.
Yeah,
<It's not good. laughs>
exactly.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
It's kind of why we like to go out further away from Centralia, just because that's kind of a problem out here. You know, people are broke, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. So you can decide whether or not you want to reactivate or not. I do want to let you know that oftentimes when people tell me they get those scam calls where we'll send you a cashier's check and then buy the paint and, you know, and then it turns out to be a scam, people are telling us that those are originated typically from the lead services like Thumbtack and Angie's and things like that. I don't hear a lot of people tell me they get calls like that from Google. And as far as I could see, I don't see any proposals on the dashboard of anyone trying to like prepay you in that matter, you know, that looks kind of scammish. Because I would be the first one to tell you if I said, oh, look, here's one that came on this day and this one looks like a scam, right? But I don't see any like that. You do
have
the paint
ones, they did. That came through Angie originally. It was Nagaya.
Oh, it did.
Something. And then, yeah, that was the one that got us. And then after that, you know, I spent a bunch of time trying to get that resolved. But then, and, you know, I got my bank took me on probation. It was a really bad situation. But then we've just had tons of them since. And they're always, you know, I want you to paint this bedroom and I'm out of town. And it's always kind of the same story and stuff. You know, it just seems they, you know, they always want to text, they don't want to call, you know.
I've heard of all of them because we deal with a lot of the Angie's clients, Thumbtack, Yelp clients, you know, all kinds. So there's all kinds of things going on. So, I mean, unfortunately, you got entangled with one, but you kind of learned the hard way. Now you know how to recognize them, which is good, you know.
Yeah.
So it doesn't
learn
happen
the hard
again.
Way.
Learn the hard way. Yeah, exactly. So one option that you and Mercedes have is if you feel like this was a benefit and you know that you're going to, you know, start getting some solid client calls because of the timeline, your program for $299 includes $100 worth of Facebook ads, and those are phenomenal during the beginning to jumpstart your profile and get you some results even quicker. But now that you were beginning to rank on the first page of Google, you don't really even need that extra batch of ads anymore. So if you took those off, that would lower your subscription to $199 monthly. And with that package, you're still on the first page of Google. You're still on all the popular directories and mobily optimized. The website stays up and running. So if you notice, the website's still up. It's just that it's not really active right now because the call tracking number is disabled and then the orange banner is up there saying the information is no longer being updated. So, you know, the website stays fully functional. Hopefully the call tracking number can be reinstated. If not, we would just get a new one for you. So, yeah, that's, you know, a lot of people like that $199 package because, you know, once you're ranking on Google, just looking at straight statistics, 87% of consumers hire off the first page of Google. So that only leaves 13%, you know, that would go to one of those other sources, including the Facebook ads. But we do like to jumpstart profiles with the Facebook ads because it makes you initially more relevant even to Google and gets you results faster. But again, now that you're ranking, I think if you took those off, you probably wouldn't even feel it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, the problem really is it's just, there's no, I mean, it resides the one, two jobs, you know, I mean, that's all we've seen, you know, we were expected more than that, you know, I we're 10th or 8th on the Google page, you know, I just don't think people don't really go that low, you know, somebody's going to answer between 1 and 10, you know, like, and I think we're just not, you know, when I talked to my Matt, you know, he said, you know, that we'd be up on the, you know, higher up the list. Because I said, you know, I just told him, I said, you know, if we're on the second or third page, you know, nobody gets that far. You know, people go with the first one. The first person on the list, that's who they go for, you know?
Well, not necessarily. If the first person on the list, and I even hear this all the time with my clients, and it kind of makes me cringe, where I call out to do an update on an account, and I'll get the voicemail box hasn't been set up, or the voicemail box is full, right? So I don't care how high someone's up on the list. If they hear that, they're going to click out of it and call the next guy. It's a missed opportunity,
true.
Right?
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
Even if you're ranking on the eighth position, you're still amongst the businesses that are generating 87% of the revenue, right?
Well,
so one thing I noticed about your account, which is interesting, is you paid us one time on November 24th. Invoices should have been processed on December 24th, January 24th, February 24th, and for some reason, no invoices were created until that one that was missed. So technically, even though the timeline shows 3 months, you, even if you took the Facebook ads off and continued, you'd kind of be going into your second month with us because for some reason, those added invoices never charged, which is, you know, means you paid us, you know, that one time. And if you cancel now or you keep it canceled, it's almost like you take that money that you initially spent and just threw it down the toilet because you're not really getting the full benefit of the program, you know, right when it's at the cusp of exploding and doing some solid things, you know, it cancels and then you don't get that full benefit. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, and then I wish, you know, I want to believe it. It's just that I just haven't had seen, you know, I mean, like he said, you know, the Facebook, but I mean, I'd like to keep it, honestly, you know, and I'm just trying to justify the expense. Just because, yeah, with nothing coming in, it's like, I mean, you know, it's hard to put anything out, you know?
Yeah, well, for the $1.99, it boils down to about $6 a day, right? And for that price, I'm sure that even if you continued for another month and you just got 2 clients like you did initially, that would more than pay for it. But I'm confident you're going to get even more because all of that initial legwork's already been done. All of that programming is current. You know what I mean? It's not like they have to start from square one. If you reactivate it, they just go in and they pick up on the algorithm updates that were missed while the account has been down, and then that way you get results a lot quicker.
Yeah, I mean, I want to get on the Google list, and I really want this to get busy. I mean, if there's a way we can put it on hold at least until I have the money, because I honestly don't even have it right now.
Yeah, that's fine. No, no problem. You can call me when you're ready, or another option that you might want to consider is you can reinstate the website and just do that for $49 a month. That's for the hosting and the maintenance of the site. And then when you're ready to reinstate the rest, you could always call me. And
okay,
if that's doable within 2 weeks, I could even prorate it, meaning, you know, let's say you pay $49 today. That orange banner would come off the site within one business day. We'd get the new call tracking number up and running. That way, at least you're not missing any client calls in the meantime. And then if you can pay the rest within 2 weeks, I would just charge you $150. I wouldn't have to charge you the full $199.
Okay. Yeah, if you can give me a couple days here, because at the moment I don't have money, but I, you know, in the next few days I will.
Okay.
So if I can, if we can maybe put this off a week, you know, or you know, or talk in a week, and then maybe we can work that out. I say, well, I'd like to go a few more months. I'm really having a hard time affording it.
yeah. It's usually that way in the beginning, though, while everything gets up and running. But once it comes to full fruition, you won't have any problem. You know, our goal is never for someone to pay us and just break even, because if that's the case, it's nice, but it's not a smart business decision, right? So it's our goal to make sure, you know, that people come to a 10-to-1 return on investment. But within the first month, you know, when everything's first getting programmed and set up and optimized, it's hard to see that type of a return, you know. But once everything's up and running, it's a no-brainer because you're already going to be ranking where that high revenue is generated, you know. But I have no problem. I can follow up with you next week. That's not a problem for sure.
Okay, you know, and hopefully maybe we get some more calls by then, and I'll have a better time justifying. But it's just like with one customer, I'm just like, this is...
Well, you can talk to Mercedes because I think she was answering the call tracking number. There are no more calls coming in through that because when the account canceled, that call tracking number deactivated. So okay. People can't reach you through that number. That's why I was suggesting doing the $49 because that at least gets that aspect of it, the website up, the call tracking number reinstated, where you could at least get some client calls. And then if you're able to pay the balance, you can. And trust me, if you can't do it today, that's okay. But I would say, you know, if you have the $49 available, you know, within the next couple of days, definitely at least get that part going sooner rather than later because that will benefit you, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, I think I'll take your advice there on that one because I would like to give that a chance. I'll touch base with you here in a few days. I got to get going here, but thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Of course, Eric. Have a good evening, too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.